because it is dealing on the internet and is web-based, it can monitor any internet-based IP address regardless of the type of equipment connected. Once again, it is checking for ports and changes in the status quo.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and with me today is Scott Eden. He is the president of Sergite Ventures, the creator of IO Beacon. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yourself, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking. And Scott, first, can we have you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Sergite Ventures? Let us know what you do and how long you've been around.
Okay, great. Well, first off, basically my background is obviously in IT. This is an IT company and it's an IT product here. And I've been involved in the field primarily with Linux and open source and going way back in years, Novell. And of course, Microsoft's always sprinkled in everywhere too for probably close to 15, 20 years now. And our primary focus really is in helping businesses move along with the open source side of things. And one of the areas in which we do focus on is in the testing and scanning of external IPs for customers to ensure that firewalls are in fact locked down and that any external servers they have and everything else don't have a bunch of extra open ports involved. So that's basically what we do as a company here. And we've been around doing this thing for about 5-6 years now.
And Scott, your latest press release you've put out through PRWeb is announcing a new automatic network monitoring and auditing service. Can you tell us what kinds of people should be interested in this service and how it's going to be benefiting them?
Sure. The primary purpose of the IO Beacon scanning service is to automate the mundane daily tasks of scanning external IP addresses for any changes in port conditions. What this basically means is, as an administrator, you should be looking at your network daily to see if anybody started a service that shouldn't be or something stopped that should be running. But that's often difficult to do. The whole purpose of IO Beacon is to automate that and report back to you should anything change. Part of the service is it also provides on-demand audit reports, the last scan results, discrepancy reports, and scanning logs as to when the scans took place. With all those features, the service really is beneficial to three primary groups of people, one of which is the iTeam, which is comprised primarily of security analysts, system administrators, who benefit from the service through task automation. They don't have to spend that extra time every day performing the scans manually or going through the logs. They can instead concentrate on other tasks and only look at this when they get the reports sent in saying something's changed. Kind of moving up the corporate hierarchy ladder, the corporate IT governance teams, those are the people responsible for adherence to best practices and some of the guidelines such as COBIT or under CSOCs or SOX legislation must be accountable to the corporate auditors. These individuals benefit from the IO Beacon service, from the on-demand audit reports, discrepancy reports, and scanning logs. Basically, they're able to prove that the best practices are in fact being followed and that the systems and networks and servers are being checked on a regular basis by a third party, namely being checked by IO Beacon instead of in-house running from their own group of people. And the third group that really benefits from this are the IT security and forensic officers. They benefit from both the task automation because they usually have to be checking on a regular basis the network as well and checking up on the IT department. And they also benefit from the audit reporting in any case that there is an incident. They can go back and see when something changed and how it all came into place.
And Scott, also, could you please go over some of the key product features and tell us about the pricing?
A few of the key features of the service is that it's entirely web-based, meaning there's nothing to install locally. Because it is dealing on the internet and is web-based, it can monitor any internet-based IP address regardless of the type of equipment connected. Once again, it is checking for ports and changes in the status quo. The system is also convenient in that it's administered from an online web interface, which means an administrator can go into it from pretty much anywhere, whether it's in their company, whether it's they're checking on something while they're traveling on the road or anything else like that. And that web interface permits management of the entire system. So you can manage the IP addresses, you can review scan logs, you can generate audit reports, all that off of that one interface. As far as pricing goes, the service is offered on a monthly subscription basis, and the price is dependent upon the number of IP addresses being monitored. So there's different packages. Some of the packages start at $27 a month for scanning one IP address. It goes from there, it just goes on up depending upon the number of IP addresses you have. There's also a free trial that's available for anybody who registers on the site where you can actually try the service, try before buy type of idea behind that, where you can go in, sign up, enter information, and the service is entire service. It's not crippled or anything else like that. My stats every few days so that you would have to keep on re-entering the address to keep it going. But you do get the whole look and feel and use of the service.
And lastly, Scott, can you give our listeners some contact information in case they have any other questions for you?
Yeah, the best way to contact me is through email at sales@iobeacon.com, or better yet, just come straight to the webpage at www.iobeacon.com. And there's right on the main menu, there's a contact us, a link on there. Click on that and you can get a hold of us that way as well.
And just to clarify for listeners, iobeacon is iobeacon.com, correct?
That is correct.
All right, Scott. Well, it was a real pleasure having you on the podcast today, and I thank you for coming on and telling us about your latest service that you have to offer, and I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Well, thank you, Aaron.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.